You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to the pre-market opening podcast right here on Money Control. All the activity that transpired on Dalal Street yesterday and what we can look forward to today coming up on Money Control.
The Morning Market Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
Well, it may have been a very busy day in Bollywood, considering Sonam Kapoor is getting married to Anand Ahuja, but it was a rather quiet day on Dalal Street yesterday. Nifty did hold above the 10,700 levels, but it made a bearish candle on the daily charts, which suggests a pause after a bullish candle. Traders have preferred to remain on the sidelines ahead of the very crucial Karnataka elections, and on the global front, traders have been nervous because, well, Trump has withdrawn from the 2015 Iran deal. Nifty 50, which opened at 10,757, went on to close at 10,717. The 30-share BSE Sensex, on the other hand, which opened at 35,257, had an intraday high of 35,349 to close at 35,216. ICICI Bank lent the much-needed support to the markets, closing as much as 6.45% up, otherwise we could have closed in the red. Bank Nifty rose around 1% due to a rally in bond prices after the centre's stance to purchase more bonds this year fueled the surge in banks, and ICICI Bank alone contributed as much as 280 points to Bank Nifty. Turning to global cues now and what we can expect from the markets today. Well, Singapore Nifty Futures is indicating a red opening at 10,698, that is down 42.5 points or 0.4%. The Dow Jones yesterday closed somewhat flat, adding only 2.89 points or 0.012% up, and that may well be because of Trump announcing the withdrawing of the United States from the Iran nuclear deal. As soon as the announcement happened, the 30-stock index, that is the Dow, fell more than 150 points. The financial sector, though, was one of the four sectors that closed higher on Tuesday, climbing 0.7%. Asian markets opening today have certainly been in the red, largely as a response to America's announcement. The Nikkei 225, as I speak, is down 0.42%. The broader topics index from Japan is also down 0.46%. Moving over to the Korean Peninsula, the Kospi is down 0.2% as I speak. Going to mainland China, the Shanghai Composite down 0.21% and the island Hang Seng Index down 0.065%. So I suppose uniformly red, but certainly not a huge fall is what we're seeing when it comes to global cues. And Singapore Nifty Futures certainly indicating a red opening on Dalal Street. Overall though, as of the 8th of May, FPIs sold 97 crore rupees worth from the equity markets. DIIs bought as much as 923 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. And what are some big-ticket news items that investors should be watching out for? Well, as many as 41 stocks will be declaring their results for the quarter that ended March later today, including big names like Asian Hotels, Arvind, Aika Motors, Federal Bank, Jindal Steel & Power Limited, Jubilant Life Sciences, Oriental Hotels and Parag Milk Foods. And there are, of course, some street expectations on what the profits are likely going to look like. Arvind net profit is likely to fall by about 30% year-on-year and 17% quarter-on-quarter. Aika Motors, which is the manufacturer of Royal Enfield, the net profit is likely to rise by 58% year-on-year and up 40% on quarter-on-quarter basis, going of course by the fact that the international sales have also gone up for Aika Motors. Federal Bank net profit is likely to rise by about 10%, a modest 10% on a year-on-year basis, and up about 9% on quarter-on-quarter basis. And finally, Jubilant Life Sciences, a pharmaceutical company, is also projected to have a net profit to rise by about 48% on year-on-year basis and up about 4% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Time to look at technical charts for just a bit. What should investors be doing? Should they be booking profits or add fresh long positions? Well, Nifty has formed a bearish belt hold kind of pattern on the daily charts. Investors are therefore advised to tread with caution and trade with a trailing stop loss placed below 10,600 levels. Any close below the 10,600 levels could extend the selling pressure. So according to analysts whose life's work is to look at these charts, there are three levels we need to be watching out for today: 10,684, 10,785. And 10,800. Maximum call-o-eye is placed at 11,000 and 10,800. Maximum put-o-eye at 10,500 and 10,600. Some stocks with high delivery percentage going into trade today: Bharti Infratel, Hero Motorcorp, HDFC and National Thermal Power Corporation, that is NTPC. 52 stocks have seen long build-up: Ujjivan, SRF and ICICI Bank. 75 stocks, on the other hand, have seen short build-up: PC Jeweler, which in incidentally, rose as much as 38% only recently intraday. Ambuja Cements, Jubilant Foodworks, Kotak and HDFC Bank. And what are some changes happening in specific stocks which investors should keep on their radar? We start with the potential new kid on the block. Indostar Capital Finance IPO is to open for subscription on the 9th of May, that is today, and is expected to raise 2,000 crore rupees. The initial public offering, that is IPO, of Indostar Capital Finance is priced between 570 and 572 rupees per equity share of face value 10 rupees. Indostar, which is an NBFC, that is non-banking financial company, is engaged in providing structured term financing solutions to corporates as well as loans to small and medium enterprises, that is SME. Some other movements within the industry that we need to be aware of. Well, Lupin, a pharmaceutical company, has submitted a new drug application to sell biosimilar Etanercept. Etanercept is, of course, a chemical that is used in treating some autoimmune conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic arthritis, etc. An application has been submitted by Lupin for a similar drug as Etanercept in Japan. So, stocks of Lupin are something we will keep a close eye on. Divan Housing has sought SEBI's nod to raise up to 15,000 crore rupees via NCDs, and Intellect Design Arena's quarter four results have told us that the PAT was up 75.15% to 25.87 crores. And how the stock moves today is also something that we will keep on our radar. And finally, some news you can use. We spoke to SMC Global Securities and they gave us a list of three stocks to keep in mind as we go into trade today. Container Corporation of India has a buy call with a target of 1,570 rupees, stop loss at 1,300 rupees for returns as much as 12%. Parag Milk Foods Limited has a buy call with a target of 353 rupees, stop loss of 292 rupees and return of 12%. L&T Technology Services Limited has a buy call with a target of 1,520 rupees, stop loss of 1,250 rupees and returns of 12%. To recap, Container Corporation of India, buy call, Parag Milk Foods, buy, and L&T Technology Services, a buy call as well. Well, it's the 9th of May 2018. We wish William Martin Joel a very happy birthday. That, of course, might seem completely alien to Billy Joel. A very happy birthday to you. So maybe you can begin the day with some Billy Joel. And we hope you have a fantastic day at the markets and indeed a great Wednesday. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of everyone else here at Money Control, thanking you for joining us. And also, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.